Everybody knows red means stop.
Right.
Green means go. Yellow means
floor it.
Go really, really fast. Exactly.
Dagwood, who you hear on the air in the afternoon here on Totally Hits 93.3. You have a what would you do scenario?
Saturday. I was going to what would you do.
Okay.
All right.
Me, my dad, my wife, we go to eat at a restaurant in Cool Springs.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So, you know, they come over to the table and they're like, can we get your drinks? So we go, okay. So I get a Diet Coke. My dad gets a Diet Coke. My wife gets a regular Coke.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So a couple minutes later, another server comes over and they have the mugs. She has them all in their hand, mm-hmm. in her fist, sets them down, walks off.
So you don't know which one's the Diet Coke, one's the regular Coke.
No clue.
Okay.
So my wife's doing like the taste test on all of them with the straw. You know?
Yep.
So we're like, we don't know.
Are going to be safe.
So the original server comes back. And he goes, did you get your drinks okay? And I said, well, we got them, but we don't know which is which.
Yeah.
So we can't figure it out. Now, what would you do in that situation if you were that server?
Oh, I would take those away and say,
bring you
sorry.
Fresh ones.
Well, yeah.
Make sure you put like a straw in the one that's like
anything.
The regular Coke or whatever. Yeah.
Well, that's what I was expecting.
But yeah.
It didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
So we're just staring at each other. And so finally, after a few seconds, I say, well, I guess we'll figure it out, you know.
little passive aggressive. Love it.
This guy looks at me. I'm not even kidding. And he goes, well, best of luck. I'll be back to get your order here in a couple of minutes.
Oh, my
and
God.
And walks off.
But so he's saying, I would like a very low gratuity at the end of this meal.
I told my wife, I said, maybe when I get the bill on the tip line, I should write best of luck.
Yeah. As opposed to any kind of monetary thing. Yes.
So we're looking at each other in disbelief.
Yeah.
And we're like, is this really happening?
I know.
And so he comes back and he goes, okay, y'all ready to order? And I had it at this point, but I was still cool. I said, first off, I would like for you to take these drinks back and bring us so we know what's going
right,
on.
Right.
And then it just dawned on him because I don't think he was being
overwhelmed with everything, or busy, or whatever.
Just didn't register.
He never even thought to take those drinks back. So he brought them back, and I still don't know if we got the right drinks after that. So, I mean, who knows?
Well, a little personal thing. I'm allergic to the chemicals they put in diet soft drinks.
Right, you have a reaction.
So I'll get a stomach ache and a headache if I have the wrong one.
So it's important.
Yeah, it was like Russian roulette. Which one is going to make you sick? And the guy didn't even pick up on it.
He didn't care. So, but anyway, that was, I've been telling everybody that, and everybody has the same thing. Well, yeah, I would just dump the other ones and brought new ones.
Yeah.
This guy never thought it. Never.
And somehow identify the one that's not diet. Yeah. Wow.
So, well, anyway. You guys let me know how that works out.
Enjoy your game of aspartame roulette.
I'll tell you the name of the place after when the mic's gone.
All right. Okay. Must remain nameless right now. Okay.
Cut the guy some slack. Maybe he was just having one of those days. He was distracted.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe he just hated me. I don't know. He just hated looking at me.
Suck it up, Dagwood.
That's right.
That's it. That's the story, guys. Yeah, Best of luck.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, in the age of there are no more raises and people aren't hiring very much, you might be pleased to know that the jackpots for Powerball and Mega Millions are really, really high right now. Both at least $250 million. So Mega Millions, $754 million for the winner if you get all the numbers. And Powerball is over $800 million.
All right. Our money problems are over, y'all.
This is my financial strategy.
That's right. Dictionary.com decides every year they have to come up with a word of the year. And if you're an adult over the age of like 15, you're going to hate this. Their word of the year is 6-7. It's not even a word. It's numbers. And if you're over the age of 11, you hate it.
And it means absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Which is why young people love it.
Yeah.
And why
it confuses and angers the adults.
Anybody older than that is like, it doesn't make any sense. Why are you saying it?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. So maybe that'll stop it. Maybe now that adults are talking about it, it'll be uncool now.
Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes, exactly.
So if you haven't gone out and gotten your kids their K-pop Demon Hunters costume, they're gone.
Oh, no.
There's a nationwide shortage. Such a popular movie on Netflix that all the kids want to be in. The costumes, they didn't make enough to fulfill the demand.
They didn't expect this kind of demand, huh?
Yeah. All right. So if you promised the kids they could be, you know, one of the characters, you may want to start sewing and getting your own costume together now because you're not going to find one in the store.
Mm, that's too bad. Or you could just get a sheet and poke some holes in it, and you could be a KKK demon hunter. KKK popped.
Oh, that's really clever.
I know that would have been a lot funnier if I had messed it up. Don't worry.
I don't know if that would have helped.
No. Forget I said all that. I'm canceling myself, y'all. Totally Hits 93.3. How about a Woody and Jim Boo Boost?
Feeling good, like I should.
Maybe you remember that story from a couple of years ago where that swimmer lost part of her leg in a shark attack.
Right.
Allie Truitt's her name. She was a competitive swimmer, and she's not just recovered. She's running in the 2025 New York City Marathon this weekend on a prosthetic blade.
Oh, wow. That is amazing.
I know. She started a foundation called Stronger Than You Think to prove that even when your life takes a wild turn, you can still write your own comeback story.
It feels like your life is over. And if you can get your mind around it and use the support around you or whatever is working for you, there is a full and beautiful life ahead.
That's awesome.
That is amazing. Just, you know, yeah, if you put your mind to it, you can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's definitely got that competitive thing that's driven her through sports that
right.
is like kind of taken her through this, you know, what would be just awful for most people.
Yeah. So, you know, think about that next time you're complaining that there's not enough foam on your latte.
That's right.
Yeah, overcoming well, something like
did
that.
Did a shark take your leg off?
Oh, no. Then I guess you're doing pretty good. This Mood Boost is brought to you by the Maple Street Biscuit Company, Wake Up to Wow in Murfreesboro, Brentwood, and Berry Hill. Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. All right, we've come down to the finals. And the results are in for the worst Halloween candy between raisins and circus peanuts. Never has been the votes as close as they were for this.
They were razor thin, the margin between the two. With raisins taking an early lead, the
yes.
circus peanuts coming in and tilting the tables in the other direction. Ultimately, the title of worst candy ever for Halloween.
Yes.
Goes to the Orange Wonders, Circus Peanuts.
Circus Peanuts. Chris, one of our friends on Facebook, gave the logical conclusion of Circus Peanuts. It's like arguing over who's the best looking ugly person.
Apparently, the winner is Circus Peanuts.
Yes. But the downside of that means that tomorrow, we have to do Circus Peanuts karaoke.
That's right.
We have to sing a song with Circus Peanuts in our mouth.
Perhaps we'll live stream it so you can see it as well as hear it.
Yes.
But it will be gross. And yes, ultimately, all this voting was, what food will we make Woody and Jim shove into their mouths?
And we have a lot to be proud of in Murfreesboro.
Yeah.
It's the geographic actual center of the state.
Yep.
We have the obelisk to prove it.
It's growing like crazy.
Yeah, we'll be one of the first cities in Tennessee to get an In-N-Out burger. We now have a Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Sadly, we also are the home to the Middle Point Landfill, also known as the Walter Hill Landfill, or lovingly referred to as Mount Trashmore. it's I live about probably 5 miles away from it, and if the wind is just right, I can smell it. It's a landfill. And I guess the people who own the Middle Point Landfill are saying they've had no complaints, even though the city of Murfreesboro says there's been over 4,000 odor complaints about the landfill. Republic, who is the company that owns the landfill, says, well, the city has not shared any of those complaints with us. So we have no idea what you're talking about.
They say, how can we deal with anything if the city won't tell us what the complaints are?
Yeah, and in fact, one of the heads of the company went on to say,
the air is sweet and fragrant.
See, so there's no problem.
That's
there
a word for it.
It is sweet.
I love it.
And fragrant.
How do we know what the complaints are if they won't tell us?
They won't tell us.
Oh, wait. Here's a printout of all the complaints.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. On October 10th, called at 4:04. It smells. There's another one from October 15th. God, it smells terrible. What a surprise.
I don't know. Yeah. A landfill that doesn't smell good? I love that the company's going, we haven't heard any complaints. Of course, we don't even live there. We're some corporate office in Arkansas somewhere. Right? We don't know what it smells.
Smells
like.
Good to us.
So, yeah. So we're gonna get some Febreze and head over there and fix things up. Just hold your breath. Now, you were telling me about something off the air that sounds kind of ominous. Dark showering.
Although it's supposed to be a wonderful self-care thing.
But it sounds creepy.
Dark showering.
Dark showering.
And if you haven't figured it out already, it is exactly what you think. It is showering in the evening with the lights off.
Why?
It lowers stress, improves sleep as it gets your brain ready to relax.
Okay, you start to get used to the darkness so you can sleep nicely.
It's a mood reset.
It's also a way to hurt yourself in the bathroom. You know, they would say so many accidents happen in the bathroom. Let's turn the lights off and go ahead and get those statistics up.
I see what they're saying, but I think there's so many things that would turn this into a nightmare experience, right? Like an injury. I know that even with the lights on, showering is hard.
It is.
For me, the struggle I have consistently is I just want to wash my, shampoo my hair.
Yeah.
Right? So I grab one of the 14 different bottles my wife has in the shower.
And if it's dark, you don't know what's the shampoo and what's,
They don't even label them well with the lights on.
What is the scrubbing bubbles?
Right.
What is your shampoo?
And then, in tiny little, 4-point font is the thing that says shampoo, but it looks exactly like the conditioner. Or, did I just put body wash in my hair?
Uh-huh.
Was it hair mask? Was it exfoliating scrub? Was it self-tanning lotion? Was it dry body oil? I mean, to me, that sounds like it's another 45 minutes in there just trying to figure out what I put in my hair.
Yeah, and I like to shower. I mean, I like to shave in the shower.
Oh,
so that
yeah.
would be terrible. I could cut my throat.
I thought it was my leg, but it was my throat.
I always shave my legs in the shower. You know that.
Why are you talking about putting me in a home?
Sad news, of course, with the government shutdown that's affecting a lot of people, including people who rely on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. And a lot of people in Middle Tennessee are being affected by that. And those benefits are going to not be repaid on the 1st of November as they normally are.
Right.
So a lot of people are going to be suffering big time.
Yeah, that's the stuff they buy groceries with.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we'd tell you about some cool ways that you can help out, and also some ways that if you or somebody you know isn't getting those benefits and needs some help, you can go check out some of these things that we're about to tell you.
That's what we do in Middle Tennessee. We get together and we help each other. So
it's some folks
are really going above and beyond.
It's been a while since I've seen so many people just say, I want to help. What can I do?
Yeah, what can I do?
In East Nashville, this mom, Brooke Tansley, she posted a message on her Facebook group inviting neighbors to join the SNAP Grocery Buddy System. And so if you were a SNAP benefit person who is going to get a card, but it's not going to be paid out.
Right.
All you had to do is comment, need help with groceries, and then people can jump in and connect with you and give you help with groceries, whether it's paying your bill giving you, stuff to eat. And I guess within just a little bit of time, 30 families that said, hey, we need help.
Yeah.
Got connected with somebody who's going to help them out.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. So many food banks and, of course, churches are helping out, helping people where they can.
Yeah.
One of our friends, Adam, who runs the Truman Gray Hair Salon, over in Germantown. They're doing a kind of cool thing for anybody who's going hungry. Any non-perishable food item that you bring by, or for every dollar you donate, you'll get a chance to win a gift basket. They're going to be giving away some shampoos, conditioners, hair styling products valued at over $600. So a nice little perk if you make a donation there.
Exactly.
And you might win some shampoo and stuff.
Right. And if you want to make your SNAP benefits that you have go farther, the Nashville's Farmer Market has a good deal. If you use SNAP benefits, they'll match what you spend on fresh food up to $100. So you shop with the card that you use, the EBT card, and then they double your buying power so you can buy other things like produce and meat so that your money goes a little farther and it helps support local farmers all at the same time.
Yeah. You know, more and more people are going to be stepping forward because that's what we do in Middle Tennessee is we help each other. And
exactly.
Yeah, it's going to be hopefully this government shutdown will be over soon, but it doesn't look like it will.
Right.
So people are stepping up and helping out, which is awesome.
Because the bills don't stop.
No,
still
they don't.
Still got to buy groceries.
No, nobody should go hungry.
This is one of the worst ideas ever. This came from traffic engineers and transportation experts at North Carolina State University. They said, we need a fourth light on traffic signals.
So we'll have red, yellow, green, and now we need something else.
Right. Everybody knows. Red means stop.
Right.
Green means go. Yellow means
floor it.
Go really, really fast. Exactly. Because it's about to turn red. I mean,
that should be in the book.
So they said, okay, we need a fourth light in a different color.
Okay.
We need a white light.
A white light?
And they say, okay, because apparently they think everything is much more advanced than it really is.
Yeah.
Because of autonomous vehicles. You know, the ones that will drive themselves, which nobody has yet.
Right.
That we should have a white light. And what the white light says is follow the car in front of you because it's autonomous and it knows what it's doing.
Oh, that's going to make things so much easier. Really?
We, three lights, red, yellow, green, have been around for like 100 years.
Yeah.
And we're still having problems with them. So let's add another one that's just white, which is a non-color.
Yeah.
And yes, and that means follow the vehicle in front of you.
All right. So this is a message. The white light would be specifically for driverless cars. The ones that...
It's no.
No.
It's a message for people who are driving their car.
Oh, so this is for the humans.
So the humans follow the non-human driver. Tailgate that guy because he knows what he's doing. Just follow him. Not confusing at all.
If this happens, I'm totally going to quit radio and become an injury attorney. That's where the real money is going to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the Blair Durham.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is going to be Morgan and Morgan and Woody. Ooh.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God, that's so stupid.
This just reminds me, like, have they ever driven on a road? Ever? I mean, we don't understand things as they are. Making it... You know, that much more complicated is not the best idea.
Yeah.
This reminds me, like, when my wife was teaching.
Yes.
That when they had an idea for replacing milk cartons at school with milk bags, like a Capri Sun bag.
Some schools did that, yeah.
Yeah. And guess what? It went exactly as you expect. Milk bombs were being hurled across the lunchroom.
Or they couldn't get the straw in there to break through it,
yeah.
Or they would use it as a squirt gun.
They would, yeah, just squeeze it, and you got like a little milk hose.
Yeah, somebody who doesn't deal with children or milk came up with that idea. So yeah,
and these people who've never driven on a road in their lives said, yeah, we should have a fourth traffic light.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Our kid's going to be very excited next June. It's Toy Story 5.
Really?
It's coming out. I guess Tim Allen was on the Jimmy Kimmel show and gave a little preview of what's going to happen during the movie.
Okay.
I guess they're doing a kind of little parody of Castaway, where the Tom Hanks crashes in a FedEx plane on an island.
Yep.
I guess they're doing that, but with 100 Buzz Lightyear dolls who are lost on the island. So that could be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Comes out next June.
So a couple of people have been charged with identity theft. for stealing the identity of Titans quarterback Cam Ward.
Wow.
So this guy and this woman both charged after they tried to take out a $250,000 loan, pretending to be Cam Ward. In fact, one of the people pretended to be his dad and even promised the guy from the bank that he would get him an autographed helmet from Cam Ward.
So I have millions of dollars from the Titans, but nah, I'd like to have a little extra money.
That's right. And I guess Cam Ward's dad said, be careful out there. People are trying to scam you everywhere.
Wow.
Especially if you're a pro athlete.
Everything is a national something today. Today is National Text Your Ex Day. Yeah, like that's going to happen.
Why?
Yeah.
Who lobbied for that?
Probably Taylor Swift. It's the busiest day of the year for her.
So many people to call. So little time.
I know. Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready now for Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. You got some trees, you need them out of there. You call Tree Fellers. Go to localtreefellers.com. We have Dan and Shawnee, a married couple, ready to go at it. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Let's do a Get Acquainted question. Shawnee, what was your least favorite food as a child?
Hands down, it was green beans. The ones that have been cooked for hours and they just become this limp, slimy thing in your mouth.
Yeah. They're like instantly mush.
Overcooked beans.
Dan, what about you? Your least favorite food as a child?
It was probably asparagus.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was just the way my mom cooked it or what, but I just never could grasp why anyone would want to eat that stuff.
Yeah. Plus, the next day, you got that great pea smell.
Yeah.
Well, if he ate it, he'd know.
That's true, yeah.
All right, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble.
All right, here we go. Multiple choice for you, Shawnee. Is the Sierra pickup truck sold by Toyota, GMC, or Ford?
GMC.
Yes! Woo! Good start.
She knows her trucks.
Hey, Dan, is a marquee cut diamond shaped like a football, a square, or a circle?
A marquee diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Square.
No, football.
No, it's rolled like football.
Okay.
Johnny's got the lead.
Okay, Shawnee, Ping, P-I-N-G, Ping. They make equipment for what sport?
Tennis.
Tennis, no. A little smaller ball, golf.
Yeah. All right, Dan, you got a shot?
Here you go, Dan. Name one of Taylor Swift's three cats.
She has cats?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, she's a cat lady.
There's a good introduction to your answer.
Are you really
answer.
Shocked
okay.
by
yeah,
that?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Shoot, I don't know. Let's go with furball. I don't know.
Furball!
A normal person would have that.
Yes,
Hers are Olivia Benson, Meredith Grey, and Benjamin Button.
Of course. You'll know next time. Okay.
All right. It's still 1-0.
Yes.
If Shawnee gets this one, she will seal a victory. No way Dan can come back.
All right, Shawnee. What superhero is also known as the Dark Knight?
Batman.
Yes. Woo! Woo! Look at you, Shawnee. Woo! Redemption is yours.
Dan. You did well. Thank you, guys. We love having you play Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Total Hits 93.3. We'll also feature some of your best, if you want to let us know, on the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits Facebook page, your five-word horror story.
Yeah, those are always fun.
It's my favorite one that we've ever had every year. This is my favorite. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Monday.
That is a frightening prospect.
I know. It's absolutely. What do you got going on today?
Let's see. I still haven't done my taxes yet, so I'm going to do that today.
Are they due today?
Well, they're due the 1st of November.
Okay.
So really, I still have 2 days.
Oh, you can put it off.
Yeah, so I can put it off.
You're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, I can put it off another day. I'll wait till somebody comes to the door and asks for the money. That's what my plan is.
I'm going to go out. I think I'm going to stop it. I got to get some groceries, so I'm going to buy some extra groceries. I know some people that are collecting non-perishable stuff for people whose, you know, food money runs out and doesn't get paid tomorrow. So I'm going to drop some stuff off of that. And I'm also going to get some, I got to buy some new sneakers.
New sneakers?
Yes.
Okay.
So I got to figure out, it's that delicate balance between What's the cheapest thing I can put on my feet?
Mm-hmm.
And also, they don't look like clown shoes or bowling shoes.
Or somebody that a mall walker would wear.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3 FM.